Last week, we got a strong round of U.S. economic data accompanied by hotter U.S. inflation reads. The takeaway, of course, is that there might be a lot more pressure on the Fed to be looking to scale back its rate cut outlook at this week's meeting. The market has done a good job mostly shrugging this prospect off thus far, but this is what the market has done a good job of doing for so many years. But the reality is that if the Fed does go ahead and scale back its rate cut outlook, there should be an intense round of risk-off flow accompanied by broad-based U.S. dollar demand. This is where we believe the balance of risk points as the week gets going. Current OIS pricing has a cumulative 72 basis points of Fed rate cuts in 2024, down from the 93 basis points of cuts seen at the beginning of last week. As far as other notable updates go, the yen is back under pressure despite reports the BOJ could be getting ready to exit negative rate policy. This because the market simply can never believe anything around reports of more hawkish leaning BOJ comments or outlooks. And earlier today, China retail sales and industrial production reads came in better than expected. Key standouts on Monday's calendar ahead for the remainder of the day come from Eurozone trade, Eurozone CPI, and Canada producer prices. That's all for now.